two. Grady bounces for Tremec, tries to get it back to Tessa, stolen by Martinez. Up the right sideline, Martinez in the front court. 35 seconds, 26 on the shot clock. McMakin scores up for a three, doesn't take it, and now is fouled. And I don't think they needed a foul there either. Now, what that does is it provides St. Louis an opportunity to go up by two possessions. With 31 seconds, they could have played it out a little bit. If St. Louis had scored, then it would have been a two-possession game. If they hadn't, still would have been a two-point game. McMakin, free throw up and in. 79% free throw shooter. This to make it a two-possession game. The Badgers have two timeouts left. 4-point St. Louis lead, timeout Wisconsin. 64-60, Billikens over the Badgers, 31.3 seconds to play. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID, 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Two free throws from Kyla McMakin with 31.3 seconds has given St. Louis a two-possession lead. 64-60. Billikens over the Badgers. 31.3 seconds to play. So the Badgers are down now to one timeout. Possession arrow still favors St. Louis. Wisconsin's going to need a quick bucket. Then they're going to play the foul game down the stretch. But you have to finish with the field goal when you need it. And right now, Wisconsin is 5 of 13 in the quarter from the field. '64-60 St. Louis. Wisconsin has outscored the Billikens by 2 points so far in the quarter. Winner to move to the Fab Four in the WNIT. Leitzinger to inbound. Grady, Porter, Douglas, Tremec on the floor. To Douglas. Drives down the lane, bounces for Grady. Grady pivoting, trying to do something with it. Short shot right of the lane, no good. Rebound, Gray, 22.7 seconds. And a foul against Wisconsin will put St. Louis at the free throw line. But now time winding down for the Badgers, down by four. They took their first lead of the game with a minute 19 after a Grady corner three. St. Louis took it right back. Free throws by Porter put the Badgers back on top again. And now St. Louis is 22.7 seconds away from advancing in the WNIT. 5-point lead. Free throw by Gray is good. Here comes the next one. To make it a 6-point game, it's no good. Rebounded Grady, 20 seconds. Grady, front court, 18 seconds. Wisconsin needs a quick score. To Leitzinger, 13 seconds. Nat trying to turn the corner, spinning the lane, lost her footing, traveled. 9.8 seconds to play. Timeout, St. Louis. And this run in the WNIT is getting close to being over for the UW tonight. 65-60 St. Louis. Billikens ball with the lead. 9.8 seconds to go. Ah. 6-0 run by St. Louis. Over the last 44 seconds, after Wisconsin had a 60-59 lead, St. Louis has scored the last six. Billikens move to the front court. Wisconsin needs a steal, a score, and a miracle. Inbounds, caught by Kennedy, out to Gray. The Badgers aren't going to foul, and the season comes to an end in the Great Eight. St. Louis picks up the road win in Madison, 65-60, and the Badgers' season is over. Great comeback in the final quarter for Wisconsin, but they do not pick up the win. And Wisconsin ends the year 15 wins, 17 losses this year. St. Louis wins its 20th of the year, and they move on to face Vermont in the Fab Four. Once again, final score tonight from Madison in the Kohl Center, St. Louis 65, Wisconsin 60. Back with the postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Things okay?
Yeah, it's tough not to have her for the game. I mean, obviously, she's a big part of what this team does offensively and defensively. I guess, can you put into words how much you did miss her tonight?
Yeah, well, and honestly, you know, right after that happened, I feel like our team just kind of got a little bit, like, rattled.
Yeah.
And not just because, you know, we don't have Sarah out there on the floor, but because they're worried about her. You know, that's your teammate. She just went down, and then we lose Sanaya after that. She doesn't come back for the game, the remainder of the game, you know. So it really just kind of rattled our team, and you could see just in our ability to, you know, score, we were just a little out of sorts without her out there, and also just a little bit rattled.
Yeah, I was going to mention Sanaya, too, that elbow to the face in the late in the second quarter, and you missed her defensively, and you missed what she's been doing a lot, too, is putting the ball through the basket.
Exactly. I mean, last game she was playing with the most confidence I've seen her play with offensively. So it was a bummer, you know, that she went out with an unfortunate elbow to the head. But then, I mean, it is next woman up, and, you know, we did our best with that today.
How would you guess, kind of summarize what you saw from the team out on the court tonight in this grade eight game?
You know, I don't love how we started the game. I think we didn't come out with the fight that we needed to. You know, they got some loose balls. It seemed like they were hustling us. So that honestly, to me, disappointed me a little bit in the beginning. But then we woke up, you know, and it showed a tale two halves there. You know, we played with a lot more grit to us and what you want to see out there, right? The fight from them and them to come back. So I am proud of them, how they ended up coming back. I just wish that we would have got off to a hotter start, because we did talk about that.
Well, congratulations on this postseason run. It was a ton of fun to watch, and I'm sure the fans here, I mean, they got loud down the stretch. They were having fun too.
Yeah, they really did. It was awesome. I mean, the last two games that we had here, our crowd has been absolutely amazing. So I do hope, like Coach always mentions after the game when she gets a chance to talk with them, that, you know, they see how hard our team works and that they will want to continue to come out and support us, because we're showing the growth that, you know, everyone's been waiting for. So it's exciting.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, that's Assistant Coach Jamie Gleasing here on the post-game show. Wisconsin falls to St. Louis 65-60 tonight. 15 wins this year for the Badgers. That ties the most since 2018-2019. Badgers drop this grade 8 game in the WNIT 65-60. Back with more on the post-game show. A look at the team numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need, so you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles, or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Tough one for the Wisconsin Badgers. John Audius with you from the Kohl Center. Post-game show continues. 65-60. St. Louis ends the Badgers' season in the grade 8 at the WNIT tonight. Although it was a great effort by Wisconsin in the final 10 minutes. Let's take a look at how we got to where we did tonight. 8-0 start by St. Louis set the tone. You heard assistant coach Jamie Gleasing talking about how unhappy she was with the start of that first quarter for the Badgers. Wisconsin shot 40% in the first, 35% from St. Louis, but they led by four after the first 10 minutes. But the big news of that first quarter, within the first minute of the game, Sarah Williams left, did not return. The Badgers' leading scorer, leading rebounder, leading shot blocker, leader from the field in field goal percentage and one of the best free throw shooters on the team, did not play basically this entire game. Lost with a knee injury. That hurt Wisconsin, but it was a four-point St. Louis lead after the first 10 minutes. 5 points from Sanaya Copeland in that first quarter. Second quarter saw a very low-scoring quarter between the two teams. St. Louis outscores Wisconsin overall 13-9. Big point there was a 9-0 run by the Billikens. It was a two-point game at 21-19. They go on the 9-0 run, bring it out to a 30-19 advantage. That was their largest lead of the game at that point by 11 points. And at the half, they led by 8, 30-22. Oh, and in that second quarter, with about 2 minutes to go, Sanaya Copeland took an elbow to the face. She left and did not return tonight. Yes, Copeland, who had the 18 points in the game prior in the Super 16 and who had scored 5 of the 13 in the first quarter, unable to come back and contribute defensively, where she's stellar, and offensively, where she was really getting into a groove over the last few games. So at the half, 30-22 St. Louis. Third quarter saw Wisconsin outscore the Billikens by 2. They cut the lead to 6, shot 54% in the quarter, got 6 points from Jimenez and 6 from Ronnie Porter. Then in the fourth quarter, they trailed by as many as 8. Billikens built that lead back up again, but a big run by the Badgers, down by 8 at 50-42. 6-0 run, got them to within 2, and eventually, with a minute 19 to play, Tessa Grady hit a 3 in the corner, which gave the Badgers their first lead of the game. Wisconsin would immediately give up a wide-open layup. St. Louis retook the lead. Wisconsin came back with free throws from Ronnie Porter to retake the lead. And then St. Louis, after that, took care of it. Ended the game on a 6-0 run. After the Porter free throws, a jumper by Peyton gave St. Louis the lead, and they would not look back after that. 65-60, the final score. Billikens shoot 41% from the floor. Badgers, 36%. St. Louis, 4 of 15 from downtown. That's 27%. Wisconsin, 5 of 23, that's 22%. Free throw line, 13 of 17 for the Billikens, 77%. 17 of 21 for the Badgers, 81%. St. Louis, 33-32 in rebounding. They led it by 1. Offensive rebounds, 10-9 St. Louis. Second chance points, plus 4 for the Billikens at 15-11. In the paint, St. Louis 32, Wisconsin 24 points. Team assists 12-11 St. Louis. Turnovers 18 for Wisconsin, 11 for the Billikens. Points off those turnovers plus 3 for St. Louis at 13-10. Fast break plus 6 for the Billikens, 10-4. Blocks 3 zip for the Billikens. Steals 12-6 for the Billikens. Wisconsin led for 20 seconds of this game. St. Louis wins it 65-60 with a 6-0 run to end it down the stretch. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and look at the individual numbers in this one next. Wisconsin's season comes to an end 65-60 to St. Louis, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans,
Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Post-game show continues on from the Kohl Center, where St. Louis ends the Badger season in the Great Eight at the WNIT. 65-60, final score here tonight. Let's take a look. Well, geez, my stats aren't working. Give me a second. We'll take a look at the final numbers here as soon as I figure out what to do. Okay, interesting. Here we go. All right, let's take a look at the final individual numbers. First for the visitors from St. Louis, three players in double figures led by Kyla McMakin's 18 points on 6 of 12 shooting. Then it was 15 points from Peyton Kennedy. Kennedy grabbed 7 rebounds, 10 points from Calhoun with 4 assists and 2 rebounds. 7 points, 8 rebounds from Simon. The 8 rebounds led St. Louis. 6 points from Martinez with 7 rebounds and 5 assists. The 5 assists led the way for the Billikens there. 4 from Shavers, 3 from Clegg, 2 from Gray. For the Badgers, 2 players in double figures. Ronnie Porter goes for 17 points for Wisconsin. It's her 4th straight game to end the season in double figures. She grabbed 4 rebounds and had 1 assist tonight. 12 points from Deanna Jimenez on 4 of 5 shooting with 2 rebounds and 2 assists. 9 points from Natalie Leitzinger, 3 of 10 from the floor with 3 rebounds and an assist. Douglas goes for 7 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. Grady, 2 of 6 from the floor, 7 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Schrammick ends her Wisconsin career with 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists in her final game. Saniah Copeland scored 5 points and had 2 rebounds for the Badgers on 2 of 7 shooting. Sarah Williams did not score. Remember, Williams, 0 of 1 from the floor, got injured in the first minute of this game. But the Badgers fall 65-60, led by Ronnie Porter's 17 points. Wisconsin ends the year 15-17 overall this season. Let's take one more final break. We'll check the scoreboard of the WNIT. It'll be Vermont versus St. Louis on one side of the Fab Four. We'll get you a scoring update with the Minnesota action, and we'll also go through some of these post-game highlights when we come back. Final segment of the post-game, final segment of the year next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Yeah. Final from the Kohl Center, 65-60. St. Louis beats the Badgers in the Grade 8 of the WNIT. John Audius with you, wrapping things up. Let's take a check of the scoreboard as the other game on the other side of this bracket saw Vermont, the Catamounts, beat Purdue and West Lafayette 67-59. So it'll be Vermont and St. Louis on one side. Troy topped University of Louisiana Monroe 89-75. So Troy goes to the Fab Four. Well, they will face Minnesota. The Gophers, the lone Big Ten team remaining now in the WNIT. Gophers over Wyoming 65-54. So it's Minnesota versus Troy on one side, Vermont versus St. Louis on the other side of the bracket. Well, this was a tough one for the Badgers. Their first lead of the game comes in the final minute 19 of this one, but St. Louis was too much down the stretch. Let's take a listen to some of the highlights from this Grade 8 game here tonight in Madison. Left, bouncing for Porter. Porter, little floater left of the lane, and it falls. Porter flips it up and in, and the Badgers trail by two. One dribble, skip pass over to Hallie on the right, over to Nat now in the corner. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Leitzinger lowers her head, slices through traffic, counter, and a foul for Leitzinger. Five on the shot clock, here's Porter, right side, winding down, kicks to Douglas, quick three, rainbow three. Get in there, Hallie Douglas from downtown. Big time three-point make for Wisconsin in the second quarter. Jimenez, outside right, feeds from the post right, back to Jimenez, cutting in the lane, kick out, Leitzinger's open, left side, three is through! Big time shot from Natalie Leitzinger. Bouncing to Jimenez in the corner, who faked a three, lobs mid post left to Hallie, in the lane, Douglas leans in, scores off the backboard for two. 90 seconds to go, and the Badgers are down by seven. 8 seconds to play in the quarter, gives to Jimenez, Jimenez down the lane, in the lane, shot up, and Wisconsin gets it down to six. To the corner, Grady's open. Catch and shoot, three is in. Tessa Grady. 4-point game. To the corner and Grady. Grady gets free, a three ball left side, no good. Douglas saves it, down low to Jimenez, who lays it up and in. What a save by Douglas. 1-point game. 53-52, St. Louis. Douglas spins over to the left side to Jimenez. To the corner, Grady for three. In the lead, and it's in! First lead of the game. A minute 14 to go. A score and a miracle. Inbounds caught by Kennedy. Out to Gray. The Badgers aren't going to foul. And the season comes to an end in the Grade 8. St. Louis picks up the road win in Madison, 65-60, and the Badgers' season is over. There you go, some of the highlights from tonight's Grade 8 WNIT game. Well, it was a fun season for the Badgers, 15-17, the overall record, a great postseason run, a great crowd here of Badger fans to cheer on this team down the stretch. As Wisconsin comes up just a tad short here in the quarterfinals of the WNIT. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody locally in Madison who helped out with all the basketball broadcasts this season, including Casey James, Autumn Mentink, Sean Preble, Dave Gasper, the whole crew there who helped out with all of these games. Also at Learfield and Maurice Jones, who is producing and engineering tonight from Jefferson City. Thank you for your time this season and in the WNIT as well. John Adi is saying, so long from Madison and the Kohl Center for the final time this season as the Badgers lose in the Grade 8, 65-60 to St. Louis. We'll talk to you next season. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Of challenges and a life of just sheer despair. Nobody wants that. They don't come with that. There's a bunch of stuff that happens to us in our life trajectory that causes that. And that's what we have to deal with.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Stately. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're going to be right back right after this short break. Stay with us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump posts a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. And in his hush money case, a judge has expanded the gag order. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The consequences can be not only contempt proceedings, but the judge made it clear that Donald Trump might be forfeiting his right to find out who the jurors are on this case.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore with an update on the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
The temporary channel on the northeast side of the collapse opened earlier today. It will help us to get more vessels in the water around the site of the collapse.
The Florida Supreme Court upholds the state's 15-week ban on most abortions, but voters will have a say on the November ballot. Lauren Brunzel with Floridians Protecting Freedom.
We are thrilled that Floridians will have the opportunity to reclaim their bodily autonomy and to gain freedom from this government interference by voting yes on Amendment 4 this November.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's presidential primary. Activists say they're only focused on the primary for now.
This is an opportunity to make our demands clear and to let Joe Biden know that unless he has a serious change on policy in Gaza, his chances in November are bleak.
Heba Muhammad of the group Listen to Wisconsin spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Milwaukee Brewers' home opener is Tuesday, which figures because there'll be 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. That total might be lower depending on how much rain's mixed with the snow. The American Family Field parking lot opens just after noon for tailgating. Gates to the ballpark open after 1, and the first pitch is at 3:10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers tonight, some mixed rain at times, low, low 30s. Some mixed rain and snow tomorrow morning, more showers for the afternoon, and breezy, highs in the upper 30s. Scattered snow showers and windy Tuesday night into Wednesday, a few inches of accumulation likely. Right now it's 33.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Just a quick shout out to Leonard Peltier, the longest political prisoner, serving political prisoner in the United States history. This past weekend, there was a celebration, too, of the occupation of Wounded Knee, the 51st anniversary this past week. And I just want to give everybody a shout out that went to Wounded Knee and all the people that occupied those 73 days in 1973. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately and Wendy Pilot and Haley Cherry. We're kind of talking, kind of roundtabling it right now. And I just have to say this, Wendy. I always say, in honor of Wendy, I always say, what would you like to talk about? So that's in honor of Wendy being on in here. Dr. Stately, what else would you like to talk about?
I think that's a robust discussion. One of the things I didn't get to say at that roundtable, which I think is a really important conversation starter, and I think I want, my hope is that I can, help sort of advocate for families to be thinking about this and talking about it at the dinner table, at the bingo table, the card table, any table you're going to be at in the near future, like when you're gathering with your relatives, have an intentional conversation about, the scale of need in our community around houselessness, is probably one of the defining moments in our time in history. I had a conversation with a young man that we, Mac is, is building a new building. We're in the process of sort of raising the funding for our new clinic with the four floors of housing that we're going to build above it. And one of the conversations I was having late last week was with a young man that we're hiring to sort of kind of be our owner's rep in that project. And that person's job is just going to hold all of the pieces with all the different contractors and all the different architectural groups. There's a lot of specificity for housing architecture, there's a lot of specificity for clinic design and closet. Oh, I just saw the Dakota. Oh, weird. On the Dakota land bus drive by. That's pretty cool. Down Franklin Avenue. One of the things that I was talking about, that he's a non-Indigenous man. So he was asking me questions about South Minneapolis and about the corridor and about give me a little bit more context about the houselessness issue here in South Minneapolis with Native people. And I said, he told the story about how he had been working with a tribe in Montana and early in his career, and he had gone there to help them with a project. And they were looking at building some stuff nestled into the mountains of outside of Browning. And he was talking to some of the tribal people there, and he said, I asked him, why did you build these houses out here out on the plains, where you're a little bit more vulnerable to some of the elements and stuff like that? He goes, and your housing is going to really be challenged. And so he goes, and he said, an elder turned to him and said, do you think we picked this land to live on? right? Indicating, like, you know, the idea of, like, you know, reservation life. It's a form of forced assimilation and relocation, right? And so I reminded him of his earlier statement. I said, well, do you think the Native people chose South Minneapolis to live in the 50s when we were incentivized by relocation, failed federal assimilationist policy, right, to relocate us to the urban area, leave our communities, leave our families, leave our social support system back home, go to a new place, a shiny city that promised jobs and education and economic stability and new homes and this amazing life. And of course, when we got here, we got none of that, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, we ended up here in South Minneapolis, which is an area that was originally settled by the Norwegian people who immigrated here early, right, and settled some of this area. And it was no longer desirable. And this is why how we and a lot of the Black and other people ended up in this area. And then they put a highway, and a couple of highways and a couple of freeways through our community and created all mm-hmm. kinds of challenges for us. So we ended up in this situation, not by our own choice, and certainly by the design, either intentional or unintentional, and unthinking design of people who made decisions at the policy level to sort of, like, you know, think of us as throwaway community, like you can do whatever you want to those people there. And so I think it's important that you understand that historical context, that arc. I said, but here's the other thing I want you not to lose sight of. Like, the cultural corridor is a representation of our strength and our resilience as Indigenous people. Yes, we had all these things happen to us, but anything and everything that's pretty much been significantly large and meaningful in Minnesota or across the United States, Indian education, Indian Child Welfare Act, American Indian Movement, all those things, they started here because the people got tired and they rose up. Mm-hmm. And look what we created. We created this amazing cultural corridor with mm-hmm. tremendous rich history, and a history of community engagement and community organizing and activism that has, like, built 26 to 30 organizations across the Twin Cities that serve our community. No other city in the United States has that. Wow. Has that record, has that infrastructure. That's who we are, and that's who we will rise up. We will come out of this, and we will rise up, and we will rebuild our community, and we will rebuild our city. And guess what? When we do that, the city will benefit. All of the other people around us, they'll benefit from it as well.
Absolutely. You know, when we do better, we all do better.
Everybody,
you know,
yeah.
Everybody yeah. does better. Great words, Dr. Stately. And great work that you're doing on the corridor, too, the Native corridor. We love going there. We love going to see art, go to the coffee shop and see our relatives.
Relations gallery.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, it's getting warm out. Pretty soon the Four Sisters Market's going to open up. I'm going to see you every single Thursday. You're going to be there.
That's right. That's right. And then, tomorrow it's supposed to snow, but today was a glorious day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, kind of like that weird in between. I say there's, like, Minnesota now has five seasons, maybe three, kind of depending on your perspective. But, you know, you got your fall, you got your winter, you got your in-between winter and summer or spring, and then you got your spring, and then you got, like, you know, two weeks of spring, and then you got 9 months of summer, or maybe the other way around. I don't know. Anyway, the point is there's a fifth season there. It's called the in-between season.
Well, normally we don't have the 9 months of summer, but we kind of are looking at that this way. It's usually 2 months,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this year it feels like 9 months of summer. It's like we had 2 weeks of winter.
Good thing Wendy has this bee garden out in front, or I'd have to be cutting the grass again here soon. Right, Wen?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. I'm just a little worried about all our little bugs and pollinators. I don't want them to wake up right now because there's no food for them. There's no flowers for them. Yeah. There's nothing for them, and they'll die. So, and then I get worried, like, people are going to get antsy and they want to, like, you know, clean up their yard, and then they get the leaf blowers out and blow away all the little creatures that are still underneath the leaves trying to survive. So just hold off on it.
Yeah.
I see some trees. You know,
you know what I just heard? I heard you give me permission to not do a damn thing in my yard for several
years. No Monet. No Monet. Don't do anything until June 1st.
Yeah.
The weather and the temperature are consistently over 50 degrees for at least 2 weeks. You could do that.
I'm with you. I'm going to sit on my couch until June 1st watching, you know, Netflix and eating bonbons. And then if anybody ever criticizes me, I'm going to say, well, Wendy Pilot said I should not do anything.
That's right. It was on the radio. It was, you know.
It was on the radio. These are facts.
Yeah. Right. Well, exactly. I know I appreciate no mo summer. That's one thing off my chores. But it is the resilience of our people and our allies that have helped us through these things. Because, like, when you talk about the government changing and looking into this, we need our allies too to understand what's going on, and we appreciate them.
I was having a conversation with some young person. I won't say their name because, you know, they're entitled to some anonymity.
Text me.
But if they're listening, if they're listening, they know who they are. So we were talking about, like, you know, how they're like, oh, I don't want to have children. This world is going to collapse and end. Where, you know, the earth is just going to, like, we're destroying the earth. It's going to die. Mm. I was like, I just want to wake you up to something here, sweetheart. I said, the earth probably isn't going to die. We'll die. Right. We're going to die. But the earth, she is powerful and she is amazing and she is going to regenerate herself. And we have some decisions to make now as human beings. Do we want to be on this planet or do we not want to be here? Because I'm pretty sure that the earth is going to take care of herself.
Right.
Right. And we have to make some decisions now about whether or not we still want to be here. And, you know, 100 years or 200 years or 300 years. We got to make some of those decisions now. So,
absolutely.
Like, you know, don't be mistaken. The earth is going to be fine.
Yep.
We're going to be gone.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of people have that misnomer, too. And it's like, no, Mother Earth will cleanse itself after maybe a couple hundred years.
Well, I mean, you know, read the Bible, read a few other things. There's been a lot of cataclysmic things that have, like, you know, erased human life forms off of the earth, right? So, like, you know, she has a way of taking care of herself when we don't treat her well. So, like, you know, just try to remember that.
Well, I always said that I'm glad I'm my age that I am right now, the way things are going. But now Wendy and I have, it's been official on Facebook today that we have grandchildren coming. So now I have to renege on that. And our Weeha, Jelaine and Micah are having a boy and a girl. And I'm going to call them Robert and Bobby. Ho! Hey, Dr. Stately.
I like the name Anthony.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Stately, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you soon. Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Up next, Wendy with their sacred animal section. We'll be right back. Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment. And no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org.
Let's live and let howl.
Now is a perfect and exciting time to plan your next National Eagle Center adventure. When you visit this winter season, you can meet and learn all about the newest bald eagle ambassador, Perseus. Plus, the center is your headquarters for winter eagle information and experiences, including weekly winter bald eagle counts, golden eagle information, unforgettable expert-led field trips, and small group private eagle habitat tours for your family and friends. Make eagles part of your 2024 and plan your visit or experience today online at nationaleaglecenter.org.
Anine, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and she's a co-founder of this Native Roots radio show back 7 years ago. And she discusses our sacred animals, and people just love this. I have people coming up to me all the time. When we were at the AM 950 little get-together with listeners, they were all asking about you and telling me how much they enjoy your segment. So it's great to have you on a Wednesday and on a Monday, I mean, and take it away, Wendy. I don't know what day it is, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what day, because you know what? Sometimes we re-air our segments, so it could be Friday for all we know, right? Hey, everybody, my name is Kanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that. I am in New York, and I've been here for a little while, but I wanted to, in the news here in New York, people have been talking about a bird named Flaco. Now, Flaco is a Eurasian eagle owl who escaped from New York City Central Park last year. And Flaco, somebody vandalized his cage and made a big hole in the netting where he was in. And Flaco got out. And for the past year, he's lived in Central Park. Now, this Eurasian eagle owl had brought people from all over to come to find him and see him and get their binoculars out and look at him in Central Park. Birders, people who like birds, all came around to see this beautiful bird. And the people at the zoo were really worried about him because they didn't know whether he could survive or not, because he's been kept in captivity for his whole life. We'll talk about zoos a different day. All I want to say about zoos is, you know what, when I was a kid, I loved zoos because I loved animals. But as an adult, I hate zoos because I love animals. And that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Getting back to Flaco, so the zoo decided that it would really be more dangerous for Flaco and people if they try to engage and try to capture him to bring him back to the zoo. So they were just like, well, let's see what happens. We'll keep our fingers crossed and let Flaco live in New York City Central Park. And Flaco did. Flaco had a great life for a year. I'm sure he had lots of trials and tribulations. Hopefully he helped the rat and mice population, right? And that's how he could have survived. But what I want to bring up here is that they found, unfortunately, they found Flaco dead, and they didn't know really what happened. Like, they were like, oh my God, how did this beautiful Eurasian owl eagle die. So they were worried about rodenticides because there's a lot of pesticides and rodenticides trying to get rid of the mice and rat population in New York City. So they thought maybe he got a mouse or a rat that was already poisoned with rodenticides. But after an autopsy, they discovered that Flaco flew into glass into the building, and that's how Flaco passed away. So, of course, this brings up like a lot of controversy about what to do, what should we do in New York City, what should we do around the world to help protect these birds. I have a couple of statistics here. Let me just find here. So Flaco is among the estimated 1 billion birds that will die this year in the United States after striking buildings. That's a lot of birds. A billion birds is a lot of birds. Building strikes are one of the main causes of death for birds. I didn't know that either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe cats. You know, people let their cats at. And that is a high number, too. I don't have the number in front of me, but it is. One of the easiest threats to solve, according to Christine Shepherd, director of the Glass Collisions Program at the American Bird Conservatory, is to fix the glass on the windows. There's been a lot of windows, and since 2019, New York City put a law in that any new building put up has to have specially treated windows to prevent these bird strikes. So I'm really happy about that. But we all know New York City is an older city, and most cities in the United States were built before 2019. But a lot of buildings have put these, panes up on the window, like just sheer, clear. I don't know what it is, if it's plastic or what it's made out of, but it has like a pattern on it so that the birds don't mistake in the glass for a reflection that they see. That's what happens, or what they see inside the building. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting reading this article because it really showed, it really told me that it's not the really big high rises that are the problem. It's the low rise buildings that the birds fly into. And it's really during their migratory period. And a lot of the bird strikes also happen at night. So a lot of cities, a study published in the Wilson Journal of Ornithology concluded that between 621 million and 1.7 billion birds die in the United States each year because of building strikes. New York City's Audubon scientists estimate that about 250,000 birds die in the city each year after such collisions. The problem is most acute during the spring and fall migratory air times, and mainly affects small migratory songbirds. And then it said, what kind of buildings are the most dangerous? And it is the shorter buildings, which I was surprised to hear about. Windows that are less than 100 feet from the ground are most likely to reflect vegetation and to give birds the impression of flying towards a tree or open sky. So that's why. Yeah. Birds don't see glass, Jessica Wilson, executive director of New York City's Audubon, said. What they see is what's on the other side or what's reflected. So Flaco was nearly 14 years old and had lived most of his life at the Central Park Zoo. He had roamed free since last February after someone cut an open of the mesh on his enclosure. And it was an act of vandalism, and they never found out who did that. It's kind of a little bit of a sad story here, but it also is bringing awareness about what needs to be done with the buildings and how people can, you know, if you live in a migratory area where there's lots of songbirds, You might, I've never seen, like at our house in St. Paul, I've never seen any dead birds around our house, so that I would not suspect that a bird would fly into any of our windows. But if I did find dead birds around our house and suspected that that could be the cause, I would definitely put up those sheets on my windows so that there would be the birds wouldn't be able to see that reflection of the trees and think that they were flying into trees. But rest in peace, Flaco. I'm glad that you had a year of freedom, and now you are really free to fly wherever you'd like.
Wow, good call, Wendy. Really, thank you so much. Pinigigi, Wendy. And Pinigigi for being on the show all that night, just like old times.
Yeah.
Hey, we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
Right on.
Locally grown radio from Vesper
this
to Clover.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.